Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for dialing the Prayer News Network. You may listen to our recently recorded broadcast by dialing 712-770-4476. The access code is 976-706-pound. Blessings.
There are 5 participants in the conference. Please announce yourself.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless you on today. God bless each and every one of you. Amen. We are grateful to the Lord, grateful to the Lord to be here just one more day, one more time in the presence of the Lord. Amen. We pray that you've had a beautiful time.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute them. Entry and exit tones are off.
Glory be to God. We pray that, amen, you were able to spend some time with the Lord on today. Amen. Glory be to God. Truly, God is great. He's greatly to be praised. Amen. And we are so grateful for just another day. Amen. Another day that the Lord has kept each of us. Amen. Glory be to God. God is good. God is good. God is good. Amen. We're excited. Glory to God. I don't know about you, but I'm excited. Amen. I am so excited about the Lord and all that he's done. Glory to God. Just excited, people of God. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Just excited. Amen. And just as the older generation used to say, I just got the glad class. Amen. I got the glad down on the inside. Amen. Because I am anticipating, I am expecting God to do some great and mighty things. Amen. We pray that you will go ahead and as you come in, glory to God, if you would, go ahead and text somebody, let someone know that we're here. Glory to God. Amen. Jesus, just let them know that we're here. Amen. There's a lot going on in the earth. Amen. And we are so grateful to be a part of what God is doing. Aren't you a part? Amen. Are you glad that you're a part of what God is doing? Amen. What the song said, Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, don't do it without me. Amen. Glory be to God. I don't want to be left behind. I don't want to be left out. Amen. I want to be a part of whatever God is doing. Amen. Glory be to God. So we, again, are just so grateful. Amen. So grateful to be a part of what he's doing. Amen. Jesus, glory to God. We just give honor to him, to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Glory to God. It is he that has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Yes. Glory to God. And he's a good shepherd. He's a great shepherd. Amen. He is the great I am. And we just bless the Lord. We just bless the Lord for that. Amen. Bless him for being who he is. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. He gave us great and precious promises that he would never leave us, nor would he forsake us. Amen. And so for this, we just thank the Lord. Amen. We praise him. He's the head of this line. He's leading us, people of God. When I tell you he's leading us every step of the way, glory to God. And we are just so grateful for that. Amen. Grateful for his leading, grateful for his guiding, amen, Jesus, glory to God, just excited, amen. Well, the song says, where he leads me, I will follow, glory to God, amen. We'll go with him, I go with him, glory to God, every step of the way, glory to God. People of God, we would that you go ahead and text a couple of people as you're coming in. Go ahead and text a couple of people. Let them know that we're on. Let them know that the PNN is live. Amen, Jesus. Let them know that we are on. Amen. Glory be to God. Tell them to come on and be a part of what God is doing. Amen. It's already established in the earth. Glory to God. And here we are. Amen. Here we are, glory be to God, about to see the manifestation of what he has already established in the earth. So go ahead and text a couple of people, text them, let them know that we're here, invite them to come in, invite them to come on, glory to God, invite them, invite them, invite them, amen, glory be to God, just invite them, people of God, Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. God has been doing some awesome, awesome things on this line. Glory to God. Up until this point, glory to God. Amen. Haven't even completed a year yet. 27 people have given their lives unto the Lord. Amen, Jesus. And one, glory to God, has come through. Amen. Have received the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And we thank God for that. Amen. Deliverance, deliverance, deliverance has truly taken place. And we are grateful to the Lord. Amen. For all that he's doing. Amen. Just thanking God for my leaders. Glory to God. Our celestial intercessor, Dr. S.D. James. Thanking the Lord for him. Giving God praise for the life and legacy that he has left in the earth. Thanking the Lord on tonight for our senior apostle. Glory to God, Apostle Huggins James. Glory to God. We thank God for him and for our presiding bishop, Bishop K.A. Tina. Thanking the Lord for him and for my pastor. Glory to God. Giving God thanks and giving God praise for Apostle Taylor. Amen, Jesus. Truly, this is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. People of God, we thank God for all of your leaders, each and every one of them. We thank God for them. Amen, Jesus. We know that you have to be graced and anointed to lead. So we thank God for all of the leaders. Amen. All of your leaders. We thank God for all of the leaders that come to the line to be a part. Amen, Jesus, of what God is doing. We just thank God. Amen. We just thank him. We owe him a praise, people of God. We owe him a praise. Amen. So we just bless him. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. We just bless and bless and bless. And we want to thank the Lord, glory to God, for our PNN advisors, each and every one of them. Thanking the Lord for them on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen. Each and every one of them holding their place and pace, glory to God, in this work, realizing that they have so many other things that they're set their hands to. Amen. But glory be to God. Here they are. Extending a hand that this work may go forward. And we thank the Lord. We just thank the Lord for that. We bless the Lord for that. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. And for you, each and every one of you, people of God, we thank God for you. We thank God for each of you, amen, that takes the time out to come and be a part of this Prayer News Network. Amen. Glory be to God. We just bless God. Amen. Hallelujah. We're about to make a year. Amen, Jesus, we're about to make a year, and we are so excited. Amen. April the 6th will be a year, amen, that we've been here every single night, and we thank God for that. Amen. Glory to God. We thank God along the way the Lord has expanded into radio. Glory to God, and we just always want to especially acknowledge our listeners that are abroad in other countries. Glory to God. Whatever country you're calling from, we thank God for you. Every country. Amen. Nigeria, Uganda. Amen. Bahamas, Dotola, China, Brazil, Bermuda. Amen. South Africa, Philippines, Canada, UK, Jamaica. Amen. We just thank God for each and every one of you. Amen. We want you to know that we realize that you are listening. Amen, and that you are out there, you're part of what, amen, the Lord is doing. Amen, Jesus, and we are just so very grateful. Amen, we are so very grateful on tonight for each of you, your listening ear. Amen, thanking God for your prayers. Amen, glory be to God. Thank God for the prayers of the righteous. Glory to God that truly availeth much. Amen. We just honor him again. We just can't, I'm telling you, people of God, we just can't praise him enough. We can't thank him enough for his goodness, for his grace. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And I'm telling you, people of God, you should have great expectations. Amen. We pray that you come to the line intentional, that you're intentional in your coming, that you're coming, glory be to God, coming with purpose, coming, glory be to God, believing God that he's going to do something, that he's going to speak a word, that you're going to get some direction, glory to God. We pray that you're coming, amen, Jesus, not just to listen, glory be to God, but to gain, to get, amen, to hear what the Lord has to say unto you. Amen. Glory be to God. So we bless the Lord. Amen. We bless him. We thank him. Glory to God. And tonight, amen, Jesus is night number 353. Amen. This is 353. Amen. Jesus, as I said, April 6th will be 1 year. Amen. Glory to God. So we're so grateful. Amen. We're grateful to the Lord for that. Amen. Every single day we've been here. Amen, Jesus, in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Again, we want you to go ahead and send those text messages out. Amen, Jesus. We want you as well to go ahead and grab your pencil and your paper. Amen, Jesus, as we prepare, amen, to go, amen, into the presence of the Lord. Amen, Jesus. We do have an awesome speaker on tonight. Amen. He's been with us before, and we're so grateful. Amen. Glory be to God. We're so grateful to have the man of God back with us again on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So we would tonight, people of God, that you, amen, Jesus, bring your hearts and your mind in. Glory to God. Bring your hearts and your minds in on tonight, people of God. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. As they say, just take a deep breath. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let us begin to worship the Lord on tonight. Amen. Let us begin to worship him. Glory to God. Let us begin to worship him. We want you to just begin to think on the goodness of the Lord. Think on the goodness of the Lord and all that he's done. Amen, Jesus. All that he's done. Glory to God. Just begin to think on him. Just begin to on him on tonight. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Just begin to think on him. Just begin to think on him, people of God. Just begin to love on him. Just begin to love on him. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. Begin to love on the Lord tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Begin to bless him. Begin to bless his name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name on tonight.
The recording has started.
Glory be to God. Just a short song of praise. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. The song says, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and with all that is within me. Bless his holy, holy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, for I will bless the Lord with all my soul and with all that is within me. Bless his holy. Oh, glory to God. Holy name, oh, for he has done great things, for he has done great things. For he has done great things. Bless his holy. Bless his holy. I bless his holy, holy name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on and let's bless his name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on and let's bless his name on tonight. Glory to God. Come on and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Come on and let's glory. Hiya. Glory to God. Let's just feel the atmosphere. Let's feel the atmosphere with praise on tonight. Let's feel the atmosphere. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Right where you are. Glory to God. Just begin to feel the atmosphere. Amen. Begin to feel the atmosphere with a thank you, Jesus. For come on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Feel the atmosphere with a hallelujah. Feel the atmosphere. Glory to God with glory. Hallelujah. Come on and feel the atmosphere. Feel the atmosphere, people of God. Come on and feel the atmosphere. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Fill it with your praises. Fill it with your praises unto him. Fill it. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to Messiah. Come on and saturate. Saturate the atmosphere on today. Glory to God. For he's worthy of the praises. He's worthy of the honor. He's worthy of the glory. Hallelujah. And we come to bless his name on tonight. We come to bless his name on tonight. Glory to God. Truly, he's done great things. And we come to bless his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless his name. Bless his name. Bless his name. Jesus, we bless you on tonight. We glorify you on tonight. Hallelujah. We glorify you for your goodness. We glorify you. Hallelujah. We glorify you because you've been so good unto us. And we come to bless you. We come to bless your name yet again. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we come. Hallelujah. With adoration on our hearts on today. Glory to God. But we adore you. We adore you, glory to my. We adore you, Hayah. We adore you on tonight. Glory to God. We adore you, Father, for there's none like you. There is none like you. There's truly none like you. And we come tonight. We come to thank you. We come again, oh God, to bless you. We come. We come to, oh God, we come, glory to God. We come, hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, people of God, praise him, hallelujah. Come on and fill the place with praise on today. Come on and fill the place with praise on today. Hallelujah, fill it with praise. Glory to God. Hiya. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on and fill it with praise on today. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We glory. Hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless your name. We bless your name on today. We bless you, oh, God, in your holiness on today. Father, we bless you for your strength. We bless you for being our strong tower. We bless your name on today. We bless you, glory to God, because truly there's none like you. There's none like you in the earth. There's none like you, oh, God, and we come today, hallelujah, just to bless your name. We come on today, hallelujah. We come on today, entering into your gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We're coming on today, hallelujah, to give you what's due unto you, for you inhabit the praises of your people. Hallelujah. Glory to God, and we come to bless you. Glory to God. Hallelujah, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, now we're asking that you would look upon us tonight. Look upon each and every one of us tonight. Father, we're asking you to forgive our sins. Glory to God. Blot out our transgressions on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you to look upon us tonight. We're asking you to forgive tonight. Forgive every sin. Forgive every offense on tonight. In the precious name of Jesus. Forgive, oh God. Hiya. Glory to God. We're asking you to forgive on tonight in the precious name of Jesus. Glory be to your name. Glory be to your name. Glory be to your name, oh God. Glory be to your name. Oh, glory to God. Father, we're asking you tonight. We're asking that you would have your way. Have your way, Master. Have your way. Have your way in us. Have your way on this line, oh God. Have your way in our lives, we pray in the precious name of Jesus. Have your way, oh God, have that on our most high. Father, you have the preeminence. You have, oh God, the right of way. And we said, do what you will in this hour. Do what you will, glory to God, in the hearts of your people. Do what you will in the minds, oh God, of your people in the precious name of Jesus. Father, for here we are yet again. Here we are. We come unto you, oh God. Humble ourselves, oh God, before your whole glory, before your throne on tonight, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you tonight, oh God, we're asking that you move for your people, move for each and every one of us on tonight, move for your people, move in the airways, move, oh God, move in the land, move, oh glory to God, move in the lands across the earth, for the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. And Father, we're asking that you move, move in a mighty way, move, oh Glamosha, in the precious name of Jesus. Some, oh God, have come to this line tonight seeking direction. Some have come, oh God, seeking healing. Some have come on tonight, oh God, need provision. Some have come, oh God, needing you, oh God, to step in the midst of every situation in their lives on tonight. Some have come, oh God, for peace on tonight. Some have come, glory to God, seeking your righteousness, seeking your truth, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're asking you on today, we're asking that you would have your way, glory to God. We're asking that you would have your way, move, glory to God. Move for the children on today. Move for the children. Move for the Joshua generation on today. Move for your children on today, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're asking you, we're asking you to cover, we're asking you to shield, in the precious name of Jesus. Cover, glory to God, every young child. Cover, in the precious name of Jesus. Cover and shield from the hand of the enemy. Cover, glory be to God, keep them from danger, seen and unseen, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we're praying for families on today. We're praying for husbands. We're praying for wives on today. Oh, glory be to God. We're asking you on today, oh God, that hey, Messiah, in the precious name of Jesus, drive out every confusion that will cause division, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, you be glorified. You be glorified in the midst. Be glorified in the midst of the marriages on today. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we're asking you to do it today. Do it as only you can. Father, we're asking you, glory be to God, to move in relationship. Move, oh God. Hey, glory to God. Every relationship, Father, we're asking that you will move. Move in righteousness. Move in truth. In the precious name of Jesus. Oh God, we're asking you on today to move for the single parents on today. Glory to God. Move for each and every one of them. Move. Glory. Amaya. Oh God, be the strength. Be the strength of your people. Lead, guide, and direct as only you can, in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we're thanking you now. We're thanking you. Glory be to God. Thank you for moving in the body of Christ. Thank you for moving. Oh, glory to God. We thank you, Tayabosa. Thank you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you for moving in the body of Christ. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we give you thanks. Father, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Father, we bless your precious name on today. We bless you, oh God. Thank you for El Shaddai. Oh God, for you're our El Shaddai. Glory to God, you're all that we need. You're all, oh God, you're all that we need. And for this, we give you thanks. For this, we give you praise. For this, we give you honor. We give you glory, oh Glamosha. In the precious name of Jesus, Father, we bless you now. We honor you. We glorify you. Father, we magnify you in the precious name of Jesus. We magnify you, hey God, in the precious name of Jesus. Now, God, we shall have your way. Have your way in the midst of us. Move upon the hearts of your people. Glory to God. Move upon the hearts. Move upon the hearts, oh God. Move upon the hearts. Move in salvation. Move in righteousness. Move in truth, oh God. Glory to God. We say, have your way. Have your way, God. Set your anointing now. Send forth your choice anointing. Glory to God. Send forth your choice anointing that destroys every yoke, that destroys everything that's not of thee, that will destroy everything that will keep your people from moving forth, that will keep your people in a state of stagnancy. We thank you on today. We thank you. We bless you. We honor, we glorify you. Hallelujah. Your matchless name on today. Hallelujah.
God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Move. Oh, God, move by your spirit on today. And we're thanking your Father. We ask you that you would bless the speaker on today. Bless the man of God. Bless as only you can. Bless and strengthen him in his body now in the precious name of Jesus. Set forth your glory and your anointing upon him now in the precious name of Jesus. Bless his ministry. Bless, oh, God. Breathe upon the word, oh, God, that you placed in his belly for your people. And we thank you for your word now. We thank you for your preempted word. We thank you on tonight for your word, oh God, and we declare and we decree, glory to God, that it shall not return unto you void, but it shall accomplish everything in the lives of your people that you intended it to accomplish. And Father, for this we give you thanks. For this we give you praise. We're asking you tonight to hide us behind your precious cross. Cover us in your shed blood, oh God, in the precious name of Jesus. Cover us and we shall be covered. Hide us, oh God, from the hand and the plan of the enemy. Hide us, oh God, and we shall be hid in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. Father, we thank you. Father, we honor you. Father, we glorify you. We glorify you, hallelujah, for what you're about to do. We're thanking you tonight. Thank you for setting every captive free. We thank you on tonight. Thank you for breaking every chain, every feather. Hey, God, in the precious name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now. We give you glory. We give you praise in that precious name. Jesus, glory to God. We said be glorified in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We glorify the Lord. Amen, Jesus. We glorify the Lord on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We glorify him. Yes, yes, yes. We glorify him. Glory Abasha. We glorify the Lord on tonight. Amen, Jesus. I don't know about you people of God, but I am excited. Amen. I'm excited to see what the Lord will do, what the Lord will say on tonight. Glory to God, and we pray that you are too. Amen. We pray that you came ready, ready for change. Come, glory to God. Amen. We just believe, God, by faith that you will not leave this line the same. Amen. Glory be to God. We pray that you will not leave this line the same. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We pray that you got your pen and your paper. Glory to God. We got your pray that you got your pen and your paper, people of God, and that you are ready, ready to receive from the Lord. Amen. With great expectation. Amen. Glory be to God. And tonight, people of God, we are so grateful. We are so grateful. Amen. Jesus, glory to God, to have with us, amen, an esteemed man of God. Amen. Glory be to God. He's certainly no stranger to us. Amen. But we thank God. Amen. Hallelujah. He's part of the family. Amen. He's been with us. Glory to God. Been with us every step of the way. And we thank God for this man of God. Amen. Glory to God. He and his wife. Amen. For being with us. Amen. For availing themselves in the service of the Lord. And tonight, people of God, we are going to Jacksonville, Florida. Amen, Jesus. We're going back to Jacksonville, Florida. Amen, Jesus, by way of Victory Temple Church of God. Amen. Glory be to God. People of God, we want you to receive on tonight none other than, amen, God's messenger for the hour, Bishop Lewis Marshall. God bless you, man of God. Press star 6, Bishop. Glory to God. Bishop, press star 6 and come over.
God bless you.
There you are. We can hear you now. Yes, sir.
All right, all right. God bless you. So we're so grateful. We do recognize and honor the Spirit of God and even Evangelist Bradley and also all of the advisors tonight, everyone that's on the line. We thank God for his son Jesus and even to respect to our president, Pastor Richard Jackson Jr., and also all the people of God tonight. Amen. We're grateful and thanking God for the First Lady here of the Southern District, Mother Marshall. Amen. Grateful for what that which God has done and what he is doing and what he's going to do. We thank God tonight. Thank God for the prayer. Amen. Coming through Evangelist Bradley. At this time, before we go into the word, amen, we're going to offer prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you once again how you opened the doors and made ways for us, even brought us up in this appointed time and hour. Now, God, we ask that you would bless and send your word, send down anointing evermore. Let thy eternal will be done. Let self be crucified, but let your will be made manifest evermore, touching hearts and minds, souls, even the more. Heal and deliver. Lord, we know you can, like no one can do it like you. Have your way continuously. Bless on every side. Bless thy people. Strengthen continuously. Encourage the discouraged. Lift up by our heads and soothe the wound of the oppressed. Lord Jesus, we pray that you strengthen. Lift up hands that hang down. And wherever praise you, magnify you. Save souls in these last and evil days. We give your name glory and praise eternally. We ask in these and all blessings. In Jesus' holy name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you. We thank God for amen tonight once again. And an amen. We're just grateful. Amen. This is the 353rd day, I believe it was said. Amen. Night, however, where we know God, amen, is a God, amen, of his word. And declaring that he wouldn't leave us and he wouldn't forsake us, but that he will be with us always. And we're grateful tonight. We're going to go to the word of God from the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel, the 36th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. Yes, that's the 36th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. And we're going to begin reading, amen, around the 20th verse. Ezekiel, 36th chapter, and the 20th verse.
And when they enter unto the heathen, whether they went, they profane my holy name.
Uh-huh.
When they said to them, these are the people of the Lord, and are gone forth out of his land.
Uh-huh.
But I had pity for my holy name.
God said he had pity for his holy name,
which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathen, whither they went.
Amen. We can't serve God in mammon.
Amen.
Either we're going to love God and cleave to him, amen, or we're going to love the world.
Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus said the Lord God, I do not this for your sake,
mm-hmm.
O house of Israel,
yes,
but for my holy name's sake, which ye have profaned among the heathen, whither ye went.
Mm-hmm.
And I will sanctify my great name.
Yes.
Which was profaned among the heathen, which ye have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am the Lord,
yes,
said the Lord God.
Yes.
When I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes.
Mm-hmm.
But I will take you from among the heathen, and gather you out of all countries, and will bring you into your own land.
Uh-huh.
Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean from all your filthiness, and from all your idols will I cleanse you.
Yes.
A new heart also will I give you.
This is the God that we serve. A new heart. He said, will I give you.
And a new spirit will I put within you.
Uh-huh.
And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you an heart of flesh.
Mm-hmm.
And I will put my spirit within you and call you to walk in my statutes. And ye shall keep my judgment and do them. And ye shall dwell in the land that I gave to your fathers.
Uh-huh.
And ye shall be my people. And I will be your God.
Thank God for his red word tonight. Ezekiel the prophet was only striving to obey God. Amen. So much so, and amen, relating to the people. Amen. It's no different nowadays. Amen. People didn't want to hear prophets then. They don't want to hear prophets today. But God's word is true and right.
Oh, yeah.
God declares and said before one jot or one tittle of his word passed that the heavens and the earth will pass away.
Amen.
And tonight, amen, the word got to be preached, taught, instructed, amen, in these last and evil days. Time is truly winding up, that the scripture says in the last days, perilous times shall come.
Oh, yeah.
We're in them right now. Dangerous times. People don't believe. They're not trusting God. They're not looking to God. They're not depending on God. Amen. But it's coming a time even more so. Amen. Just like it was with, amen, the Jews here. Amen. They're going to have to come back and return, amen, unto the true and living God. People, amen, have turned and walked away from God. Amen. Their lives are saying, I don't know him. Amen. I never knew him. Amen. But they're going to have to answer and suffer the consequences. Mankind is for that. Amen. For we know that God is a merciful God. God loves everyone.
Oh, yeah.
He said, behold, all souls are mine.
Amen.
As the soul of the Father, also the soul of the Son. But he declared and said, but the soul that sinneth, it shall die.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. God is a righteous God. God is a holy God. And what Israel, the people of God, had did, they had profaned the name of God.
Amen.
They had did it then, they're doing it now.
Yes.
Amen. People don't even want you talking about God now. Amen. You get a chance and door open for you to witness and tell people about Christ and about his goodness and his mercy. They may listen for a short span of time, but they really don't want to hear about God. Some try to blame it because, amen, even this COVID-19, amen, if God loves us so much so, why is the Lord allowing this to happen? Amen. Let me tell you something. We are not in no position to question God.
Amen.
And so Job tried it, and it didn't work for him. Amen. So now, likewise with us, we're not in no position to question God. But the prophet had to do what God had given him to do or to speak.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. But you see, because God is God and a God of his word, even though the people have profaned his name, basically said disrespected God's name, God still was going to be merciful unto them.
Amen.
God will do the same thing in this day and time.
Yes.
And like it is, people, they're disrespectful to God and the things of God and the holiness of God. Oh, yes, they're disrespectful to it. But God is yet a merciful God and willing to forgive, heal, and save.
Oh, yes.
But there yet we have to be reminded that God said, my spirit shall not always strive with man.
Amen.
God is not going to continue to do this. God is not going to continue, amen, to be there with his arms outstretched saying, come. Amen. That time is going to come, amen, that God's going to seal the preachers up.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's going to come a famine in the land for the word of God.
Amen.
People are going to want to hear the preaching word, preach word. They're going to want to hear some of those Zion songs, but they won't be able to hear it. And even the more, God is yet able and willing to save mankind. Let us understand this. You and I, the people in general, can listen to all the gospel songs they want to, but that won't save you. You need the word of God.
Oh, yes.
The Bible said, how can they hear without a preacher? And how can he preach except they be sent?
Amen.
Amen. So it is now. The preached word is going forth.
Oh, yeah.
It's up to the men and mankind to accept and receive the word of God. And the blessed part of it is that when you receive it gladly, you're able to earnestly and really be blessed.
Amen.
Amen. God, amen, was going to bring Israel, bring the Jews back to him. out of their filthiness and wickedness and unrighteousness. God, it will do the same today. And so God told Israel, amen. God told them, amen. God told them, listen to what he said.
And I will sanctify my great name.
I'll sanctify my great name. Clean my name up.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to clean my name up.
Amen.
Other words, regardless of all I'm willing to forgive you, amen, clean my name up. Mm-hmm. Amen. For where you have profaned. Amen. He's willing to do the same today.
Oh, yes.
Amen. We want to speak from a subject tonight. What season is it in your life? What season is it in your life?
Amen.
It's four major seasons. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Spring, summer, which many of us know as fall, and winter.
Amen.
What season is it in your life?
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Many times, amen, people want, amen, summer all the time. You got to have some rain in your life to appreciate the sunshine.
Oh, yes.
It can be sun all the time.
Amen.
Glory be to God. That's what's wrong with people now. Amen. They always want somebody to give them something. Amen. But the Lord said, amen, through the prophet, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he's near. Amen. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thought. Now, if you seek God, God is willing to come into your life. He's willing to change the season of your life.
Oh, yes.
Glory to God.
And I will sanctify my great name.
Yes.
Which was profaned among the heathen.
Uh-huh.
Which ye have profaned in the midst of them.
Yes.
And the heathen shall know.
The heathen's going to know. People know the difference, amen, when you are serving God. Amen. In spirit and in truth.
Amen.
Even know the difference when you're earnestly living for God.
Yes.
Oh, yes, they do.
Amen.
Amen. So God, the Lord said he was going to sanctify, amen, his great name.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Which was profaned among the heathen.
Which was profaned among the heathen. God going to clean his name up.
Yes.
And the Bible tells us a good thing is rather to be chosen than great riches. So here it is. The Lord has been merciful enough, amen, to forgive. Which he is a forgiving God, and be willing to clean the people up at his name. Uh-huh.
Which he have profaned in the midst of them.
Yes.
And the heathen shall know.
The heathen shall know.
That I am the Lord, said the Lord God.
Uh-huh.
When I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes.
When I shall be sanctified in you before their eyes.
Amen.
This is the God we serve.
Yes.
Amen. God don't deal in filth. God don't deal in unrighteousness.
Amen.
God don't deal in works of darkness.
No.
Amen.
Amen.
The Bible said men rather darkness than light,
yes,
because their deeds are evil.
Amen.
Some people seek and wait. Amen. Wait for nighttime to get in their mischief. They wait. Amen. So they can really get involved in the depths of their mystery and evil workings.
Yes.
But God, amen, day and night is the same with God. Amen. So it doesn't make no difference. Let them wait. Amen. Wait till night. God sees them just the same.
Well, yeah.
And not only that, but he knows the thoughts, amen, of their heart. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But I will take you from among the heathen.
But God is saying and telling the people of God, and you put yourself in this place tonight. God said he'll take you from among the heathen.
And gather you out of all countries.
Gather you from all countries. I heard the evangelist making different countries tonight. Amen. And God said, I'll take you.
Amen. Out for all countries.
Uh-huh.
And will bring you into your own land.
And bring you into your own land. Amen. God ain't no secondhand God. God is right now. He is the supreme being, the chief judge, ruler over heaven and earth.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. What season is it in your life now?
Amen.
Glory be to God. Are you satisfied with the season your life is in? Amen. Do you feel that need, or do you believe that needs to be a change, amen, in the season in your life? Uh-huh.
Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you.
It comes a time for change. Amen. This is why God allowed the four seasons, amen, to come about in the earth. Amen. It just couldn't remain one season all the time. No. Amen. A few years ago, we went to the, amen, our ministerial conference to, amen, Alaska. Amen. Which is a, amen, great place, but very different. Amen. Than the lower 48 states. Amen. Very different. 6 months a day. 6 months a night. Amen. 10 o'clock in the night. Amen. It's just like, amen, 11 o'clock daytime. Glory be to God. Amen. Seasons can't remain the same. Amen. Why? Because animals, many times with different animals and squirrels and, amen, all of them, sometimes before the hunting season comes, amen, that those worms that's in those squirrels, amen, has to dissolve and go out of the squirrel before you can truly eat it.
Amen.
If the season don't change, that means that squirrel and other animals alike, amen, will be unprofitable to really eat. But what season is it in your life tonight?
Amen.
Glory to God. God said, then I'll sprinkle you with clean water.
And ye shall be clean.
And you shall be clean.
From all your filthiness.
From all your filthiness. You see, a lot of times I mentioned earlier, amen, people sit around and there's no harm to listen to gospel song. There's a message in them. But I stated earlier, you just can't listen to songs, gospel songs, amen, and that's enough. It won't work like that.
Amen.
Amen. It's not going to happen like that. Glory to God. Uh-huh.
From all your filthiness.
I'm going to clean you from all your filthiness.
And from all your idols.
And from all your idols. This is what I'm going to do. See, God's going to do this because he's a merciful God.
Oh, yes.
He's a God of forgiving of sin.
Amen.
Amen. He's willing to forgive sin. Amen. He's willing to blot out transgression. He's willing to wash away iniquity. This is the God we serve tonight.
Yes.
But are people willing to come to him? Are they willing to trust him? Amen. With this people and the people of today, amen. If people, the Lord said, if my people which are called by my name,
yes,
if they will humble themselves, mm-hmm, and pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways,
mm-hmm,
then will I forgive their sin, and I will heal their land.
Boy, yes.
I hear from heaven for them. And I heal that land.
Amen.
Glory to God. Think about it tonight. What season are you in? Amen. People, amen, are becoming wild and uncultured because they're forgetting about, amen, the God of the universe. Amen. One songwriter said, there's none like you.
Amen.
Surely there's none like the Lord.
Amen.
Said he will cleanse you from all your filth.
Yes.
And from all your idols.
Will I cleanse you?
Will I cleanse you?
Amen. A new heart also will I give you.
People say, I told you, the songs are just not going to break that heart up. Amen. Maybe you may cry, but I'm talking about, amen, when you want to really receive Christ, that heart's got to be broken up.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Listen, uh-huh.
A new heart also will I give you.
Uh-huh.
And a new spirit.
And a new spirit.
Will I put within you?
Will I put within you? This is what God said he would do. Amen. He's going to give you a new heart. He's not going to give you nobody else's heart.
Amen.
Amen. Thank God, amen, that he blessed and have kept us with the heart we have. But God's going to give a new heart.
Yes.
Amen. That old heart, amen, it's like a rock. It's failed to believe, failed to trust God, failed to, amen, depend upon God. So God is saying, amen, a new heart will I give you, and a new spirit, huh?
Yes.
Will I put within you? This is what God said he would do.
Amen.
And God said he'll do it.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
And I will take away the stony heart.
I take away the stony heart.
Out of your flesh.
That stony heart will not receive the Lord.
Amen.
It will not believe the Lord.
Yes.
Glory to God. Somebody said, I've been listening to gospel songs all my life. That's good. My grandmama sit on the porch and all of this and song. That's all right. Thank you. But it takes the word of God. Note, the Bible says in the book of St. John, amen, the word was made flesh and dwelt among men.
Amen.
That word was made flesh in the behalf of being Jesus.
Yes.
So it takes Jesus to come into your heart. Amen. But God said, to think things of self with a gun. Amen. With some amen weapon. No, 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 no. There's no amen understanding that. There's no reasoning. There's no talking about it. Amen. People think, amen, unless they take a life, they haven't did anything. Well, let me tell you something. The Bible said, be not deceived. God is not mocked.
Yes.
Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. Makes you going to reap just what you sow. Mm-hmm. Amen. Don't think, amen, that it's not going to come up again. Amen. It's coming up for you. You may think you'll escape the law, but God knows you're going to have to face it in judgment.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. But God promised a new spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Will it give you also? Uh-huh.
And I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh.
Yes.
And I will give you an heart of flesh.
And I give you a heart of flesh.
Amen.
A heart of compassion.
Oh, yeah.
A heart that's able to feel. A heart that's able to believe and trust.
Amen.
That's what God said he would give you. Amen. This is why we just can't rely just upon a song. It's got to be done by God's Spirit.
Oh, yeah.
Listen tonight. What season are you in tonight? God promised his Spirit.
Yes.
God promised it. Oh, yes, he did.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
And I will put my spirit within you.
This is what God said. I'll put my spirit within you. I'm going to put it within you. I'm not just going to touch you with it and you holler, but I'll put my spirit within you. God will, he's willing to dwell, amen, within us.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
This is why, amen, when you hear people say, amen, they've been saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost, which is the third person of the, amen, the Godhead, that's that indwelling spirit, the Holy Ghost, amen, to dwell on the inside.
Oh, yes.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Amen. You don't just walk up and shake nobody's hand and it all happens.
No.
You don't just wait, amen, walk up and sing a song and it just happens. Amen. But you must believe,
oh, yes,
that Jesus is the Son of God.
Amen.
And that he died for your sins and my sins.
Yes, Lord.
But he rose on the third day.
Amen.
What season are you in right now?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. What season are you in? Uh-huh. Mother.
And I will put my spirit within you.
Yes.
And cause you to walk in my statutes.
That's how people said, I'm living the best I know how. That ain't what God said. That ain't what God asked us to do.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
That ain't what God asked us to do, live the best you know how. That ain't what God asked. Huh?
Amen.
So God said he would do what?
I will put my spirit within you.
Uh-huh.
And cause you to walk in my statutes.
I cause you to walk in my statutes. In obedience to my word.
Oh, yes.
Not just do the best you can do. Let me tell you something. Our best, amen, is not good enough.
Amen.
The Bible lets us know all of our righteousness is as filthy rags.
Amen.
This showing you and I how much God loved us.
Yes.
And yet loves us.
Amen.
The Bible said we love him because we first loved us.
Well, yes.
Amen. This is showing you and I just how much he loves. He's willing to forgive our sins.
Amen.
Wash us from our sins. Sanctifies, cleanse us.
Amen.
And then give us a new heart. And then put a new spirit within us.
Yes.
So that it calls us to walk in his stature.
Amen.
Can't nobody do that but the Lord.
Amen.
Can't nobody do it but Christ.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And ye shall keep my judgment.
You'll be able to keep his judgment.
And do them.
And do them. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments.
Amen.
And my commandments are not greedy. People a lot of times say, I've been trying to do it. I've been trying. Yeah, you've been trying. You've been trying, but you have not been trusting God and believing God. That, and let God, amen, take the lead or the head in your life.
Amen.
You and I can't do it.
Amen.
No, no, we can't do it. Only Christ can do it.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's why the Bible tells you in Acts 3:19, say, repent and be converted. That your sins may be blotted out, and that when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord,
oh, yes,
glory be to God, the Spirit of God will overshadow you. Amen. When you repent of your sin, when you ask God to forgive you of your sin, God is willing to come into your life.
Amen.
If you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth,
yes,
glory be to God, thou shalt be saved.
Amen.
God is willing to do
to you.
What?
The promise.
The promise. The promise of what? The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Is unto you.
It's unto you.
And to your children.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute, mother. The promise of what?
Is unto you.
The promise is unto you.
And to your children.
And to your children. This is a promise from the Lord. Amen. Peter began to speak. Amen. After the day of Pentecost. And he began to tell the people that me and his brother, these men are not drunk as ye suppose. It's only about the third hour of the day.
Oh, yeah.
Glory to God. And Peter began to preach to them and let them know, amen, that this is that which was spoken of by the prophet Joel.
Yes.
That God said in the last day, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh.
Amen.
He said, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy.
Yes.
Old men shall dream dreams. Young men shall see visions.
Oh, yes.
It's happening right now.
Right now.
Glory be to God. But then he went on down this, amen, and began to state this.
For the promise is unto you.
The promise is unto you.
And to your children.
And unto your children.
And to all that are far off.
And unto all that are far off.
Even as many as the Lord our God shall
call. Even as many as our Lord thy God shall call. Down through the generations, amen, in the line of time of your life.
Yes.
Amen. God's willing to save.
Amen.
Amen. God's willing to give them the receipt, fill them with the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
God's willing to deliver them.
Amen.
Oh, yes, he is. Uh-huh.
And with many other words.
And listen, with many other words, Peter was exhorted, preaching unto them.
Did he testify and exhort?
Uh-huh.
Saying.
Saying what?
Save yourself.
Save yourself.
From this untoward generation.
From this untoward generation.
Amen.
This backward.
Yes.
This crooked. This unrighteous generation.
Oh, yes.
Save yourself.
Save yourself.
A lot of times people talking about, I'm waiting for my cousin. I'm with me and my cousin going to the revival. Me and my cousin going to get online tonight. Me and my nephew, we're going to get online. We're going to make the commitment to God. Let me tell you, if you can't wait on nobody else.
Amen.
You got to go for yourself.
Oh, yes.
The Lord declared and said, the day that you hear my voice,
mm-hmm.
heart is not your heart.
Amen.
Amen. The day you hear his voice, not you and your cousin, not you and your nephew. Amen. Not you and some other friend or relative. Amen, but the day you hear the Lord's voice,
yes.
and the Lord's voice is this word.
Amen.
Amen. That's why it said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest.
Yes.
Take my yoke upon you and learn of me.
Amen.
My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Amen. The Lord is waiting with outstretched arms saying, come.
Amen.
This is why you got to come when God starts tugging at your heart.
Amen.
When God prick your heart.
Yes.
This is why you come. Because your cousin, your niece, your nephew, amen, your friends, amen, that word might not have gotten to them at that time, but it's gotten to you, tears running down. Amen. You're trying to figure out what's going on, what's wrong. Amen. It's the Lord prick your heart.
Well, yes.
The Lord tugging at your heart. He's standing at the door of your heart knocking. He want to come in.
Amen.
But you're drawing back.
Follow.
You're holding back, waiting for others and relatives and so-called friends to go with you, to come listen to the program and all of that. It don't happen that way with God. If God's going to put his spirit in you, amen, you got amen, a right to thank him for it and rejoice in these last and evil days. Glory to God. Amen. But note this. Answer this question in your life tonight. What season is it in your life?
Amen.
What season is it in your life?
Amen.
Are you waiting for, it's been spring? You waiting for summer to come now? It's springtime in our seasons now. You waiting for summertime to come? You waiting for fall or autumn to come? Are you waiting around for winter again? Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. That thief of time, which is procrastination,
yes.
is stealing from people.
Amen.
I'm not ready. I'll go next week. I'll come next month. I'll reach out so wholeheartedly next year. Let me tell you something. We don't know what it's going to be like one day to the other.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I let General Overseer. He was stressed different times. Takes what you do for God, do it like it's your last time.
Amen.
Because one time,
yes,
it's going to be your last time.
Amen.
Glory be to God. One time, it's going to be your last time.
Amen.
Listen to what the Lord said. Amen. In the book of John. Amen. The fourth chapter, huh?
Amen. Jesus answered and said unto her,
yes.
If thou knewest the gift of God.
He was talking to the Samaritan woman. He was in conversation with this Samaritan woman.
Mm-hmm.
If thou knewest the gift of God.
And who it is that said to thee,
uh-huh.
Give me to drink.
Yes.
Thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman said unto him,
yes.
Sir.
Sir.
Thou hast nothing to draw with.
You see, people are always coming up with some kind of excuse. That she didn't know, really know Jesus. She didn't really know him.
Amen.
That's just like today when you start witnessing to people, the souls of men, and you tell them that your maybe your life, well, before God changed, you was on drugs. And you tell them God took it out. Took it out, took the desire.
Well, yeah.
Took it out by the root. And you don't have no more desire for it.
Amen.
Amen. And they want to know, how did that happen? You started telling them that God did it.
Yes.
God did it miraculously through his spirit. Took it out.
Amen.
Took it out by the root.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. And here she is asking Jesus, sir, you ain't got nothing to draw with.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
The woman said unto him, sir, I have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep.
Yes.
Since that then hast thou that living water.
Uh-huh.
Art thou greater than our father Jacob?
See, this is the point now. Amen. So much is at people's fingertips. Amen. There used to be the time children go through a lunch line. And whatever food that, amen, the lunch, the cafeteria people put on the plate, the children accepted, took it on out there to the table and sit down and ate it. But when they start giving the children chances and opportunities and choices, amen. And you got fruits up there. You got cake up there. You got pie up there. Amen. You got pizza up there. But over here, you got some chicken. Amen. Over there, you got some soup. What do you think that child, amen, is going to strive to choose most of? Yes, that's right. The sweet. The sweet. So what are you saying? God has given mankind choice today. Opportunity to make a choice. Amen, to serve the Lord. Just like he did. Joshua said, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord.
Amen.
He spake for his whole household.
Yes.
Amen. Many times a day, you can't speak for your whole household because people are so rebellious and want to go in their own way.
Boy, yes.
But Joshua declared, said, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord.
Amen.
So he told the people, these were the people of God, said, but choose you this day whom you will serve.
Amen.
You choose. Amen. In other words, you will serve the God of your fathers, which is on the other side of the flood. Glory be. Are you going to choose the God based on the Amorites with the idol gods and all of this? That's what Joshua told. He said, but for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord.
Amen.
That's what we're going to do, huh?
Oh, yes. Amen. Are thou greater than our father Jacob?
Are you greater than our father Jacob?
Which gave us the well.
Uh-huh.
And drank thereof himself.
Yeah.
And his children.
Come on.
And his cattle.
Uh-huh.
Jesus answered and said unto her,
yes.
Whosoever drinketh of this water.
Whosoever drinketh of this water. You see, this is the thing about it. This is why, amen, that mind, that's what Paul was telling, amen, the church at Rome. Amen. Romans 12 and 1, he said, I beseech you, I humbly beg and ask of you, brethren. Amen. By the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
Well, yes.
But people don't want to present themselves to God. They think they're better. They know better and no different. But you don't know they're better than God. But then in the second verse, Romans 12 and 2, said, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing mind.
Amen.
The body is subject unto the mind.
Well,
what
yes.
season are you in your life?
Amen.
What season is it in your life? What she think about it? This woman telling Jesus this, uh-huh.
Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again.
They're going to thirst again.
Amen.
Come on.
But whosoever drinketh of the water that I should give him shall never thirst.
Shall never thirst.
But the water that I shall give him.
You see, the thing about it is people want to accept really what Jesus is saying. If you believe, amen, with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, the Lord would do just what he said.
Yes.
Come on.
But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst.
Shall never thirst.
But the water that I shall give him shall be in him.
Shall be in him.
A well of water.
A well of water.
Bring it up into everlasting life.
Bring it up into everlasting life. He is symbolic. Amen. The water, amen, is symbolic to the Spirit of God.
Yes.
Amen. The Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It's going to be in it.
Well, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. And that's why, amen, it's important, amen, to have the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
It's your power to live right.
Amen.
Your power to walk right. Amen. Your power, amen, to love, amen, even your enemy.
Amen.
Oh, yes.
Amen.
What season is it in your life?
Oh, yes.
What season is it? Glory to God. Uh-huh. Amen. And so it is. Amen. Jesus told her that. Jesus told her that. And then she wanted to know, amen. So give me this water. She wanted the water then.
Yeah.
She wanted it.
Amen.
She wanted it then. Amen. If it's going to be in me, speed up until everlasting life. If it's going to be in me and I never thirst again. Huh?
Amen.
Amen. She said, oh, wait, give me the water. But I thirst not. Neither come hither to drink. Huh?
Yeah.
Jesus told her one thing. Amen. Go call your husband. Go call your husband. Amen.
Amen.
When he told her that, she started lying. She started lying to her. And see, this is the thing right now. Amen. If you're not going to speak the truth, amen, the best thing is don't say anything. Because, amen, other than that, you're going to be lying.
Amen.
And so it was, she didn't tell the truth. She said, sir, I have none. Amen. He told her, that is well said. Amen. That I have no husband. Huh?
Yeah.
But he told her, you've had five.
Mm-hmm.
You've had five husbands. And said, the one you have now is not yours.
Amen.
In other words, she was an adulteress with all of this. Amen. Like people are today trying to serve the true and living God. Amen. When you repent of your sin. Repentance means to, amen, to become godly sorry and to cease from doing.
Well, yeah.
And people want to try to smother it over. Amen. There have been those, amen, that God has saved in the midst of our church. Glory to God. And they was in the church and God began to say it. And they realized now there was an adultery in their married life.
Yeah.
And because they wanted to live right, they wanted to do right.
Amen.
They separate. They separated.
Oh, yeah.
They sacrificed. Separated. Because, amen, one of them had a living husband. Other man had a living wife. Still a living wife. Amen. But God is willing to, was willing to forgive. They separated and lived separately.
Oh, yeah.
Until God called them home.
Amen.
God is the same God right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory be to God. But people don't want to make that sacrifice. They don't want to deny themselves. And Jesus plainly told mankind, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Take up his cross and follow me. Oh, yes. Take it up. Deny. Disclaim all connection with sin and evil. Disclaim connection with it. Said, if this is what it costs me, amen, to go back with the Lord, I deny myself.
Well, yes.
I walk away from it.
Amen.
With an understanding. Glory be to God. The Bible says, wisdom is the principal thing. Get wisdom. Get knowledge. But in all that, get an understanding.
Amen.
Glory to God. You see, the thing of what's happening today, the vow that many people are using today for marriage is some vow they wrote. Something they saying from the, supposed to be saying from their heart.
Yes.
They don't want to use the vow. Amen. The vow. Amen. Directed to God. Loving each other for better or worse. Forsaking all others. Amen.
Amen.
They don't want to do that.
Amen.
They don't want to, so they won't do it. They won't use it. They won't use the vow. But note this, when you vow in marriage, you vow unto God.
Oh, yes. Amen.
The people The ministers, though, that are standing around are witnesses, yes. But you're not just bowing up to them. Because marriage is an institution of God.
Oh, yes. Yes.
God performed or put forth the first marriage in Adam and Eve. Amen. So that's an example for mankind today. Amen.
Amen.
What season is it in your life? Glory to God. Let me move on so I can finish up. What season is it in your life? And the woman now, she wanted this water. Amen. She wanted the Spirit of God. Amen. She wanted it. Listen to what the Bible says, the book of Romans.
Romans 8:9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit.
Uh-huh.
If it so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you.
If it so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you.
Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ,
uh-huh,
he is none of his.
He's none of his. Come on, read that again, please.
But ye are not in the flesh.
But you are not in the flesh.
But in the Spirit.
But in the Spirit.
If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you.
If so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. If it dwell in you.
Now, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ.
If any man have, man, universally speaking, male or female, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ.
He is none of his.
Amen. That's plain as, as simple and plain as you can get.
Amen.
You don't belong to God without God's Spirit.
Yeah.
You don't answer belong. There's no fellowship. There's no connection, but it can be. God's willing to see. He's willing to deliver.
Well, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And if Christ be in you.
And if Christ, if he be in there in the Holy Ghost.
The body is dead because of sin.
The body is dead because of sin. In other words, you don't obey, amen, the members, the works of the flesh no more.
Amen.
You don't obey them no more. The scripture tells us, otherwise to whom you yield your members to obey.
Yes.
That's who you serve.
Amen.
Amen. But when you deny yourself.
Yes.
When you deny yourself and disclaim all connection with sin and evil.
Mm-hmm.
Glory be to God. God takes it aside, takes that unrighteous spirit out. See, put his Spirit within them.
Amen.
You can live right there.
Amen.
You can live right.
Yes.
Come on, mother.
And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin.
Uh-huh.
But the Spirit is life because of righteousness.
But the Spirit is life because of righteousness.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead.
If the Spirit that raised up Jesus from the dead.
Dwell in you.
If it dwell in you, stay in you day in and day out. Not just on Sunday.
Amen.
And you do what you want to on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Yeah.
No. It don't work like that.
Amen.
Don't work like that.
Amen.
No. You ain't going to be swearing and cursing like a sailor. Amen. On that wise, all the other days, but on Sunday, you're going to try to curve it and hold it down and hold it within. It don't work like that.
Amen.
Because what's it going in, you're going to come out of you.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Read that again, mother.
But if the Spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead.
Talking about the Holy Ghost.
Dwell in you.
If it dwelleth, it stay in you.
He that raised up Christ from the dead.
He that raised up Christ from the dead.
Shall also quicken your mortal body.
Shall also quicken your mortal body.
By his Spirit that dwelleth in you.
By his Spirit that dwelleth in you.
Amen.
Amen. By his Spirit that dwelleth in you.
Amen.
That's why mankind, souls of men everywhere, need the Holy Ghost.
Well, yes.
They need that Spirit of God.
Amen.
Amen. That to live. Amen. That indwelling spirit, which is the Holy Ghost. They need it. Listen to what the Bible says, Lord's will, in my conclusion. Listen. Jeremiah.
The harvest is past.
Jeremiah, the 20th chapter. Uh-huh. And
the harvest is past.
8th chapter. Uh-huh. Yes.
The summer is ended.
The summer is ended.
And we are not saved.
Come on. Read that. I need you to read it again, mother.
The harvest is past.
The harvest is past.
The summer is ended.
What season is it in your life?
And we are not saved.
Glory be to God. Glory to God. What season is it in your life?
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
What season is it?
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. What season is what? Is it spring? Is it springtime? Amen. What season is it? Glory to his name.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Jeremiah 8 and 20. Amen. Read that again for us, Mom.
The harvest passed.
The harvest is past. It's spring in your life right now. It's spring. It's the season of spring in your life right now. Is that what season you're in? Glory to God. Well, it's time for the season to change. Oh, my God. In your life for the better. It's time for it to change for the better in your life.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. It's time for it to change for the better in your life. Amen. You've been going about it. Amen. Just listen to songs. And amen. All of this following others that's going to services, following others that's listening to radio programs and broadcasts and all of this. Amen. But what are you going to tell God in that day? What are you going to tell the Lord in that day when the Lord, amen, require of thee an answer?
Follow.
Then he said, oh, I called. And no one answered.
Amen.
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 Ain't no need to tell it, God. Lord, I didn't know. Amen. God said a liar is not even going to be able to tarry in his sight.
Amen.
Amen. What season is it in your life?
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Each of these seasons, amen, of the visions, in other words, there are seasons of, amen, different times and parts of the year. And right now we're in spring. Think about it. But Jeremiah the prophet, the same prophet that was labeled and named as the weeping prophet, amen, he began to ask the question.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
The harvest passed. The summer is ended.
The harvest is past. The harvest is past.
Yes.
Think about it. The summer is ended. And we'll not see. Think about it. This ministry, amen, that's year 352 days, has gone from spring to summer to fall and winter, back around to spring, and summer still not seen.
Amen.
Summer is still not saying. Yes, many of you heard it. Many of you heard the word preached. Many of you heard it taught and instructed. And yet not see. Uh-huh.
For the hurt of the daughter of my people.
God said, for the hurt of the daughter of my people.
Am I hurt?
God said, am I hurt?
I am black.
I'm black.
Astonishment has taken hold on me.
Astonishment, God has said, has taken hold on me.
Hallelujah.
That solitude, sorrow, have taken hold on me.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Some been following this broadcast. Amen. Basically the whole time. Hearing the word of God. Hearing the message of God. God tugging at your heart. And you refuse to yield to God. Amen.
Amen.
Think about if death comes for you. Where you going to turn? Who are you going to turn to?
Yes, yes.
Who are you going to call on?
Amen.
And God been calling you. And many have failed to reach out and receive Christ. Amen. Listen to what he said.
Is there no balm in Gilead?
Glory be to God. Is there no balm in Gilead? In biblical time, that was, amen, the balm was used as a, amen, a type of, it was a type of perfume, but used medically. Amen, for healing of the people. Glory to God. So God is saying here in the scripture.
Is there no balm in Gilead?
Is there no balm in Gilead? Wait a minute. You can't tell God you ain't heard this word.
Amen.
You can't tell God, amen, you ain't heard prayer offered to you to yield your life to him. You can't tell God that, amen, and it be a true fact.
Amen.
So the Bible says, is there no balm in Gilead?
Is there no physician there?
Is there no physician? Has no preacher been there preaching the word of God, teaching? Has no evangelist been there? Has no prophet been there preaching and instructing the word of God?
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Why then?
Why then?
Is not the health of the daughter of my people recover.
Why then? Why, God said?
Amen.
It's
not the health.
It's not the health.
Of the daughter of my people.
Of the daughter of my people.
Recover.
Recover.
Amen.
Why not have they recovered?
Amen.
Why have they not gotten saved?
Follow.
Why they haven't yielded their life unto God?
Amen.
Glory be to God.
Yes.
But let me tell you something tonight. This can be your season right now.
Amen.
Tonight can be your season.
Oh, yeah.
Glory be to God. Tonight, amen, can be your season.
Amen.
Amen. A song, amen, one of the Winans gospel group sing. Say, your tomorrow might as well begin today.
Amen.
Right now. Don't look and wait for tomorrow.
Amen.
But right now, your tomorrow can begin tonight.
Yes.
Your opportunity can begin tonight. Amen. You yield to God. Amen. Somebody said, I'm already saved. Amen. Let me tell you something. Amen. You have made the heaven yet, have you? Glory be to God. That's why we pray continue. Amen. Different times, Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
Blot out iniquity. Wash away sin. Forgive us.
Oh, yes.
Amen. Because the Bible says the very thought of foolishness is sin.
That's so.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
This can be your time tonight.
Amen.
This is your opportunity to yield to God. Amen. Somebody says, I've been waiting and waiting and waiting. Stop waiting. Glory to God. This is the time right now to receive ye the Lord. This is the time right now, amen, to give your life to Christ. Glory to God. Would that be one tonight willing to yield that life to Christ? Would that be one? Glory to God. Amen. You don't have to wait for no one else. Amen. I thank God to this very night that I didn't have it in my mind that I'm going to wait for this one or wait for that one. I'm going to wait till my cousins, my family get here, my family do. Amen. Let me tell you something. Everybody, amen, don't have the same mind and same heart. Amen. It's not pricked to receive and accept Christ. It's for them. But at the time you may, amen, your heart be pricked. They may be thinking about something that's altogether different.
Amen.
But tonight, this can be your season. Glory to God. This can be your season. What season is it in your life? Think about it tonight.
Amen.
Think about it.
Yes.
Glory to God. Evangelist Bradley, God bless you. Service back in your hand.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Jesus God. Praise the Lord on tonight. Amen, Jesus. We have truly heard the word declared on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. So much so, people of God, that all you had to do was listen. And you can answer for yourself what season it is in your life. Amen. Glory be to God. The man of God just took us straight down. He just took us straight down the path. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. And as that word began to come, glory to God, all you have to do is just do a self-analysis. Self-analysis. Amen. Glory be to God. But then he came to tell us, glory to God, that no matter where we find ourselves, glory to God, we don't have to remain there. We don't have to remain there. Glory to God. He showed us Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He showed us Jesus. Glory be to God. Amen. No matter what season we found ourselves in, he's right there with outstretched hands. Glory be to God. And we don't have to wait until it's too late. Glory be to God. Aren't you glad about it? Aren't you glad about it on today? Amen. Glory to God. I'm excited. Amen. I'm grateful for the word on tonight. Amen. My heart is made glad by the word declared on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. And as the man of God foresaid, amen, Jesus, the door is open. Open unto you, people of God. It's open unto you. Glory to God. It is open unto you. Glory be to God. Amen. You don't have to leave this line the same way. Amen. God's love is so great.
towards you. You already see to what extent, amen, God has extended himself to his people to give us a new heart, amen, and put a new spirit within us. That's what he wants to do. That's what he wants to do for you. Amen. Glory to God. So we thank God on tonight. Glory be to God. We thank God for this word. Thank God for you, man of God. Amen. Glory be to God. And people of God, at this time, we just want to, amen of God, if you would just open the platform for anyone that needs special prayer on tonight. Anyone that needs special prayer on tonight.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Anyone, if you desire special prayer, you're able to speak at this time. Come on over. Come on over and make it known. God bless you. Anyone desire special prayer.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Match star six and come over, please. Glory to God. He's willing and he's able. Glory to God. He's willing. But are you willing tonight to make it known? Amen. The Bible tells you to make your request known. So this is the opportunity that you can make your request known unto God. Amen. He's willing. There may be someone that you notice afflicted and sick, and you want to step forth and speak in their behalf. Will there be one tonight? Will there be one? Amen. God loves you. Amen. He's willing.
Praise the Lord.
Satan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, this is Sister Fan. And I thank God for the word on tonight, because truly it was food to my soul. I enjoyed every bit of it. I requested prayer for my nephew, Tony. He lost his son on Wednesday. He was 5 years old. So I'm asking you to pray for him and his wife, please. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. Surely will. Would that be another one? Would that be another one? Glory to God. Prayer doesn't hurt anyone. And as I stress the time for it, yes, go ahead.
Yes, I'd like to ask prayer for Melvin, for sickness in his body, and for James Earl. He fell and broke his pelvic bone.
Yes, Lord. God bless you. Yes, we'll be praying for them. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Glory to God. Prayer has been known to change God's mind. This is the chance, an opportunity now given to you. Make a request known. Will there be another one? Will there be another one? Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Would that be another? Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
It doesn't look like there's anyone else on the platform now, man of God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, all right. Thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Bless your name, Father. Let us move God in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
In the name of your Father, we thank you for being God. We call upon the heaven and upon thee, O God.
Oh, yes, Lord.
You told us in the time of trouble that we could call.
Yes, Father.
And Father, you said while we was calling, you said you would answer.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Lord, we pause to take time to call upon thee.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Look on these souls tonight.
Yes, Father God.
Glory to God. Oh, my God. Tony, that lost his son.
Yes.
Lord, you know all about it. Oh, you know the hurt, the pain,
yes,
the sorrow.
Jesus.
But God, we know that you're able to heal.
Oh, yeah, my mojo.
From every pain, every way hurt, Lord.
Yeah, 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 mojo.
You know all about it right now. Touch,
yes,
heal and deliver.
In the name of
Jesus. Touch forevermore, God. Work a miracle. In the name of Jesus. Jesus. Help the family. Help the parents. Help them to accept what has been allowed. Have mercy right now, Lord.
Mercy.
Touch on a special man. Oh, my God. Remember Mel and James Earl. Oh, God, remember them in a special manner. Lord, you know every circumstance, every situation. God, you knew about it before. Oh, God, the prayer request was even made known.
Yes, Jesus.
And Lord, we call upon you for your help, your divine deliverance, for your divine healing. You said you was wounded for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. And God, you said the chastisement of our peace was upon you, but with your stripes, oh my God, that you took on Calvary. Thank you, God. Glory to God. Glory to God. The blood you shed up on Calvary with your stripes, you said we're healed. We are healed. Remember Melvin. Glory to God. Remember them, God, James. Remember them, Father.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, you got the power. There's nothing too hard for you, Lord. Oh, God, remember my minister, brother, Minister Troy Johnson. Remember him, God. I know you're able, Lord. Lord, touch right now. Stop by. If you don't stay alone, Lord. If just one touch from you will make all the difference in this world. Right now, God, touch him from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet. Lord, move in a special way. Move in a mighty way. Move in a miraculous way, God. Have your divine way, Lord. Have your way, Lord.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way, God. In the name of Jesus. Look on the parents whose hearts is heavy. Oh, God, sorrow trying to fill their hearts. But, God, we pray. That you're moving away. Oh, yeah. And whatever avenue the enemy is trying to come up to disturb them and to spike them, God, we pray to bind that liar. That's body works of the devil. In the name of Jesus. Say to the Lord, rebuke me. The blood of Jesus against you.
The blood of Jesus.
The blood of Jesus against you. The blood of Jesus against thee. Have your way continues, Lord. We know that thou art able. And that's nothing too hard for you. Have a look on this broadcast. In a special manner. Ever blessed is to remember the souls that are tuned in and called in. Oh, God, have mercy. Look on those, oh, God, that you tugged at their hearts tonight. You poured at their hearts, but they failed to respond. Lord, I'm going to ask you right now that you be merciful to them, oh, God. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Father. Give them another chance. Grant them another opportunity. If it be your will, Lord. Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Do it for your name's sake. Do it for your name's sake, Lord. Do it for your name's sake. For righteousness' sake, oh God. For holiness' sake. Do it, oh God. We know that you're able. There's nothing too hard for thee, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Lord, your will and your way. We thank you tonight for taking us down through the path of your word, God. We thank you tonight for your anointing, oh God. We thank you tonight for the insight of your word, God. Not unto us, oh Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name we give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake, oh God. Oh God, continue to bless the man and his bride. And all of the advisors that, oh God, labor and work with us and that are arm bearers. We pray that you look upon us, strength and continue. Have down a way, God. Bless the household in a special manner. Lord, you can do it. You can work it out. You can fix it. Oh God, we believe and trust you for these souls tonight. Everyone on the sound of our voice. We count it done. In Jesus' holy name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. People of God, we're going to open the lines. Glory to God. I want to give God a praise. Amen. Right there. We just want to give
all participants are unmuted.
Come on and lift those voices and give them a praise on tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Come on, praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
And they can unmute themselves.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord tonight. Amen. Glory to God. We bless the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. For the change of season. Glory be to God. I tell you, I bless the Lord. You know, man of God, this morning, as I was preparing, amen, for work this morning, that song just dropped in my spirit. It's a new season. It's a new day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God for that. The Lord just brought it back as we were in the praise. He just brought it back. Amen. Amen, Jesus. Spirit bears witness. Hallelujah. To the word of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Even the coming forth of this word on tonight.
Hallelujah. We can declare, if we receive change, we can declare change. Amen. Hallelujah. Our season can change just like that. Hallelujah. Can change just like that. You receive this word on tonight. People of God, your season can change just like that. Amen. Hallelujah. Because surely it's by faith. Glory be to God. And I tell you, I thank God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Listen, people of God, there ought to be something on the inside stirring you. Glory to God. Stirring and turning right now. Hallelujah. I'm talking about a stirring on the inside. Hallelujah. That make a praise come out of your soul, out of the depths of your soul. Hallelujah. Because we know, amen, of a surety that God has done it. I tell you, I thank God today. Amen. I thank God tonight for this word. Glory to God. I thank God tonight for this word, people of God. I thank God for the season.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The change of season. You know, if God would bring such a word, he's ready. He's ready, people of God, and this is what we have to come to see. When the Lord brings such a word, glory to God, he's ready. He's ready right then to perform his word. He's ready. Yes. Hallelujah. He's ready.
Glory to God.
Thank you. Yay. Woo. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you know, people of God, some of us, we've changed seasons already and don't even realize it. Some of us, we've already changed season, but don't even realize it. Glory be to God. Amen.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. But I thank God for this word on tonight. amen, it brings you one with the season that God has for you. Amen. And I just thank God
amen.
Tonight. I thank God tonight, people of God. You can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. We encourage you of this broadcast on tonight. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. That's why we said, people of God, we want you to be intentional. When you come to this line, amen, not just to hear a word, glory to God, but come, amen, with change in your heart. It's me, Lord. It's me. It's me. Change me, oh God. Hallelujah. Make me brand new. Glory to God. Yes, Lord, I know you touched me yesterday, but I come for another touch today. Hey, hallelujah. He's not stingy, but he's generous. Amen. Glory be to God. And we thank God tonight, amen, for this word. Amen, so that we can do self-analysis to see what season we're in. Man of God, I thank God for you. Glory be to God. People of God, we want to let you know you can get a copy of this broadcast on tonight. Glory to God. Amen. And every night you can get a copy. We want you to have a copy. Amen, Jesus. It doesn't cost you anything. Amen, Jesus. All you need to do is text. Amen. We're going to give you two numbers. Glory to God that you can text and get your copy. Amen. The first number you can
amen.
Text is 912-257-3918. And again, that's 912-257-3918. Amen. As well, glory to God, you can text 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. And for those of you that are listening in other countries, in other whatever country you're in, amen, if you have WhatsApp, amen, you can certainly text us, amen. And the number to text for, amen, if you're texting via WhatsApp, the number is 678-608-7234. Again, that's 678-608-7234. As well, people of God, you may certainly go out to our Facebook page, Prayer News Network, PNN, Prayer News Network, PNN. Glory to God. Go out, amen, glory to God, because the broadcast is stored out there as well. Amen. Once you go out, you listen to it, people of God. Amen. Or whether you call in to get a copy of the broadcast, people of God, we ask that you please, ma'am, please, sir, send it, share it, share the word. Amen. We're trying to spread the word. Glory to God. We want it to go as far as God wants it to go. Amen. Glory to God. There are people that are on the other side of the earth, amen, that needs this word. There are people right in our community, right in our homes, amen, perhaps, that need the word of God. Amen. And we know it's not his will that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So we're trying to get
amen.
The word out to as many people as we can. Amen. We're trying to get it out. Amen. Trying to save the
yes.
lost at any cost. Trying to get this word into the heart. Ah, glory to God. Into the heart of the people. Amen. So that they too, amen, can see Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. We thank
amen.
God for those of you, amen, that are already, glory be to God, texting in for your copy. We thank God for you, amen. We'll get it out to you ASAP, amen. Glory be to God, but give us at least 24 hours, but we'll get it out to you as soon as possible, amen. So at this time, people of God, man of God, we're going to, glory be to God, ask one of our advisors. We're going to ask Minister Ali, amen, if she's still with us, if she would come, amen, and pray the blessing, amen, over you and your life on tonight. Amen. Glory be to God. Minister Ali, if you would come and speak a blessing, amen, over the man of God. Amen. Jesus, glory be to God. Minister Ali. Glory be to God. Amen, Jesus. Glory be to God. If she's not with us, amen. Glory to God. Amen, Jesus. I thought I saw her there with us. Amen, Jesus. Glory to God. There you are. Amen. Go ahead.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord.
all my soul and all that is within me. I bless his holy name.
Mm-hmm.
I bless the Lord for the word of God. Tonight I praise God for the man of God. I praise God for Minister Bradley. I praise God for all the leaders. I just bless God for each of you all tonight, far and near. We praise God. We praise God. We praise God for the word of God. I praise God for his righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
I praise God for the Holy Ghost doing in this hour. And I bless the name of Jesus. I bless the name of Jesus. I bless God for the man of God. I bless God for the word that came through him. Now, Father God, as we approach the throne of grace tonight, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. We thank and praise you for your manservant. Father, we thank and we praise you for the messenger, the word that you prepared for our ears. But Father God, we bless you that we be doers of what we heard. Now, Lord God, we ask you to bless him, strengthen him, God. In the name of Jesus, cause your face, God, to shine upon him. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to lead and guide and direct his path in the way you will have him to go. Father, we ask you to anoint him afresh daily for the task that you have laid charge to his hand. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we bless his going out according to the scripture, and you bless his coming in. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we ask you to bless whatever his feet thread and whatever his hand touches. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you to let your face shine up on him, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to be strength, give strength, restore the virtue tonight, Father. In the name of Jesus, Almighty God, we ask you to shield and protect him from all hurt, harm, and danger. We ask you to bind up, God, the will of the enemy. Fight against those that fight against him, Father. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask you to bless those that bless him. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, this is your servant. This is your servant, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, that you continue to raise him up. Continue to use him for your glory, for your honor. Continue to use him for your praise, Father. In the name of Jesus, bless his congregation. Bless his family, Father. In the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we thank you for healing for his body. Almighty God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, in advance. In the name of Jesus. Almighty God, we thank you for your blessings that you have bestowed upon his life. We thank you, Lord God, for those things, God. Because your thought towards him is good and not evil. Again, peace and an expectant end, Father. We bless in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We love you and we adore you. We appreciate you. We magnify your most holy and righteous name. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for being who you are. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word, God, that it cannot return unto you for, but it got to perform what you have sent it tonight. Thank you for sending your word. Thank you for sending your word to our hearts. In the name of Jesus, bless, Father, only like you can. In Jesus' name, we praise you. We lift your name up. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Hey, and we give you all the praise. In your son, Jesus' name, thank you for the blood. Cover now, Father. Hide him even now behind the cross. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Blessed be the name of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Ali. God bless you on tonight. And thank you. Amen. Thank you for that prayer on tonight, that blessing on tonight. Amen, Jesus and man of God. At this time, glory to God, we're going to turn it back over to you. Amen, Jesus, for other remarks and for the blessing of the line. And people of God, be sure to come back on tomorrow night. Amen, Jesus, the woman of God, Evangelist Marshall, she will be with us on tomorrow night. Amen. His better half. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Glory be to God. His real. Amen. Glory be to God. So we thank God on tonight again. Glory to God, man of God, for you. Amen. Always such a blessing for you and the woman of God to come and bless and grace the line. And we just thank God for you. Amen. So at this time, we're going to turn the line back over to you, man of God, again, for your other remarks and for the blessing of the line. Glory to God in Jesus' name.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thanks, Bradley. And we're so grateful tonight once again for the door of utterance has been opened to us. We're grateful. We thank the Lord for the way that's been made. Thank God for every listener tonight. And thank God, amen, even too for his word. We ask that you continue prayers for us that we may, amen, do the will of God in these last and evil days. Father, we thank you for that son, Jesus. We thank God you bless us and kept us. We thank you tonight for this service. We pray that you continue to bless, even bless the host and even to the advisors in a special manner, your will and your way, God. We won't take the glory nor the honor, but we'll yield it all unto thee. Father, this is your service prayer. We ask that these and all blessings. In Jesus' holy name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Thank God. God bless you, man.
Amen. God bless you. God bless you. People of God, we're going to open our eyes now. Amen, Jesus. And we want you to give God a praise one more time. Amen. Listen, Chase, glory to God. We want you to lift your voices on tonight and praise him. Glory to God. If you just feel change, if you believe change, if you know change has come unto you, glory be to God. We're going to open up the line. Amen, Jesus.
All participants are unmuted.
Hallelujah, the Lord. Amen. Glory to God. Come on, lift those voices again. Amen. Come on. And glory to God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah,
glory.
Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Glory
thank you, Jesus.
God. Hallelujah,
thank you, God.
God.
All participants are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Hallelujah, people of God. Amen. We look forward to seeing you back on tomorrow night. Again, tell somebody, amen, Jesus, about the Prayer News Network. And we look so forward, amen, to seeing you, hearing you there. God bless you. We love you.
Thank you.
Session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.